All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of the State of Nebraska is now open for the transaction of business. Draw nigh all ye having business with this honorable court, and ye shall be heard. God save the state of Nebraska and this honorable court.
Thank you. You may be seated. Good morning to everyone. Before we begin, we will start with introductions from the court. I am Mike Hevigan, the Chief Justice, and now, by order of seniority as to service on the court, the other members of the court will introduce themselves.
Good morning. I'm Lindsay Miller-Lerman.
William Castle. Good morning.
Good morning. Stephanie Stacy.
Good morning. I am Jeff Funk.
Jonathan Papik. Good morning.
And John Freidenberg.
Thank you, members of the court. And I've been remiss for years, but we will also introduce the bailiff, Allie Stewart. Allie, you want to wave? And this morning, we have a guest bailiff, and that is Brooks Brummond, who is a student at East High School, who's doing a little job shadowing this morning. So, Brooks, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Our first case of the day is In Re Interest of D.H. Mr. Bergen, good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sorry, is it Mr.
Harvard?
Mr. Harvard, good morning to you. And before we begin, do either party have any questions before we begin?
I don't believe I have any questions.
With that then, Mr. Bergen, you may proceed.
Again, I'm David Bergen. I'm representing a particular board of Adams County. The appellee made a motion before that particular board of Adams County, and the motion was denied by the board for failure to prove that motion by the statutorily established standard of proof, clear and convincing evidence. The district court the appellee thereafter appealed that to the Adams County District Court. The District Court, in its original ruling on the appeal, said that there was no showing of abuse of discretion, and it cannot be shown that the particular board failed to accurately weigh the changed circumstances under the statutory scheme.
Was that a correct recitation of the district court's standard of review under section 71963?
I believe it is.
Where do the words abuse of discretion appear in that statute?
I must admit to you, Your Honor, I have not read that statute.
Okay.
May I continue?
Sure.
Okay. The appellee then filed a motion to reconsider, alter, or amend the district court's ruling, but no further evidence was offered to the district court or accepted by the district court. The district court granted the appellees a motion to reconsider, amend, alter or amend the district court's original ruling, and the particular board then thereafter filed this appeal. The question that is at the heart of this is, how did the district court find convincing evidence, clear and convincing evidence, to support its motion on its ruling on the motion to alter, reconsider, or amend, when the district court was unable to find that clear and convincing evidence to grant the appellee's motion in the original ruling?
is it possible that the district court reassessed the evidence and changed its mind?
It most certainly is.
And does the district court have authority to do that?
It most certainly does.
What do we do with that?
Again, Your Honor, I think that the heart of this is, how did the district court find clear and convincing evidence to support its ruling to begin with in the first, on the motion to reconsider, and was unable to find it in the original ruling? The clear and convincing evidence is, as you most certainly know, a high standard. And the question becomes whether that's the court was unable to, the reason why the court was unable to find it is kind of unknown. It appears that the position of the appellee in the was that in the case of Meyer versus State Department of Social Services, 227 Nebraska 376, for the proposition that it is required that the district court is required to make independent findings without reference to those by the tribunal in the appeal, which the appeal was taken. However, the Meyer case also states that while conducting a de novo review, we do not ignore the findings made by the department and the fact that it saw and heard the witnesses who appeared before it.
In this case, what sort of findings can you point us to that the board made?
The board made the findings that the evidence presented by the appellee was insufficient to prove the motion by the statutorily established standard of proof.
Would you call that a factual finding? You wouldn't characterize that as a factual finding.
I would not
you?
Characterize that as a factual finding.
So
the factual finding were that would be that the evidence which was presented, and it is difficult to talk about the evidence here without referring to something that the court has ordered me not to refer to. And so but there was an evidentiary finding in the particular ruling of the board.
Thank you. Does it matter at this point in time if the board was using correct standards, if we just at this point find ourselves looking at what the district court did?
Is it important whether of course it was important if the board used the correct standards.
At the time of the mental health hearing, you personally, were you representing the state of Nebraska or you representing the board?
I was representing the state of Nebraska, technically, but...
And then during the first appeal to the district court, were you representing the state of Nebraska or the board?
I would have been representing, in that case, I believe I would be representing the board.
Okay. How, my question here, and I don't know the answer, so I want some guidance here. How is the board the proper party to bring this appeal instead of the state?
The board is a particular board of the county that is established through the district court. And in the case of that particular board, it was it actually represents several counties. There are several counties involved in it, with the name of it being the Board of Adams County. So, Again, I'm not entirely clear where that goes. Okay. At this time, Your Honors, I'd like to reserve the remainder of my time for rebuttal.
You may. Thank you very much. Mr. Hartman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Derek Hartman. I am the appealee. I'm representing myself after my lawyer had to withdraw to move to out of state. As far as what Mr. Bergen has said, one of the things that the first hearing wanted was an evaluation of my capacity. I had made multiple calls to try to get that done. Most offices, it was during the time of COVID, were not accepting new patients, or they weren't doing that because it was also during the time of the shootings and everything.
At this point in time, you'd object to that, that has not been received.
This is oral arguments. We don't do objections in the middle of oral arguments. Thank you.
After appealing it, and then before I found out that the second appeal was won, I finally got in to get that evaluation done that the Board of Health wanted. It was scheduled for January 25th of 23. So by that time, the ruling had already come out that I had won the second appeal. Found out that Mr. Bergen was appealing that, proceeded with the evaluation. On February 6th, I called Mr. Bergen's office, left him a message. He got back to me on the 8th. I mentioned to him that I had the evaluation. If he would like a copy of it, could we please drop this? He said he would have to see it. I went to the place where the evaluation was done. They faxed or emailed it to him immediately. 2-3 weeks later.
This evaluation, the district court didn't have the benefit of.
No, they did not.
The mental health board didn't have the benefit of.
No.
To the extent it's in our record, you copied it into your response brief, correct?
Correct. But I had gotten it to Mr. Bergen before he even filed his brief for the appeal. That is one of my arguments, is that is what the county board wanted in order for part of their evidence for this. It's been 28 years. I'm not the same person. I'm not doing the same things.
Generally speaking, this court or any appellate court only considers the record from the lower court or the lower tribunal.
Okay.
We don't permit parties to bring additional materials into the record. So
okay.
You understand, in all probability, we're not going to consider this evaluation.
I understand that.
Okay. So let's talk for a minute to the extent that you feel comfortable doing so. And I realize you're not a lawyer.
No.
So I'm asking this question to see if you have anything to say about it. In terms of the district court revisiting its original decision and flipping it the other direction in your favor, do you have any notion of what standard of review we apply to a decision where a district court does that?
I do not understand how the court systems work.
Okay, that's a fair answer. I won't persist with that.
But the only thing I could think of is they looked at the time that, and you know, how my life has changed since then. It's the only thing I can think that they might have reversed everything, which part of the first hearing, it was brought up that during the time in between me trying to get my rights to my firearms and the time that pursued this incident 27 years ago, the state did allow me to be a foster parent to my grandson.
Was that information provided to the
mental health
board?
Yes, it was.
And so when you appealed to the district court, did you make other arguments to the district court?
I didn't have any part of that. That was all my lawyer. My lawyer handled everything. And then after we won the second appeal, she had to withdraw because she was moving to Arizona to start her family.
A factual question. So the commitment is initiated sometime in the 1990s, correct?
Correct.
And then these, the commitment isn't, I don't know what the correct term is, but dismissed or concluded until 2021, 2022. Were you under some type of treatment or commitment for those entire 28 years?
No. I did a 30-day evaluation at the regional center in Hastings, Nebraska. I was released with no medications, no doctor's appointments. I did not even know about this mental health hold on my firearm until until February of 22, when I went to go get my concealed carry permit from the state patrol.
And at that point, then the state dismissed the commitment but resisted the removal of the firearm restriction?
I didn't get all the information with the state trooper's information, so I tried to get a purchase permit, got more information, put two and two together, filed an appeal for that.
And the proceedings that you included in the brief.
Yes, that's
everything else was heard before the mental health
yes.
board. And the district court was able to see all of that and make its determination.
Correct, Your Honors. Like I said, the only new evidence is the evaluation, which I did get to Mr. Bergen before he even wrote his brief.
But after you were all done in the district court?
Yes.
After your favorable ruling?
After my favorable ruling, yes. I still proceeded with the evaluation. Because I have gotten my concealed carry since I've gone through the safety. It's locked. But I had purchased it after I won my case. It is registered through the FFL, Federal Firearm Licensing. I'm trying to do everything legal and not go behind everybody's backs. It's the easiest way to say it.
Very good.
I have nothing else, Your Honors.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal?
Yes, Your Honor. 2 minutes, 17 seconds.
2 minutes and 17 seconds, Mr. Bergen.
Thank you, Your Honors. I'll be brief.
Hartman offered to send me that. He was no longer represented, and therefore he was pro se. And I couldn't give him advice about how to do that. That was not part of, I was not his attorney, and so I felt that it would be unethical for me to talk to him about the situation. And so that's why I told him to go ahead and send it to me. If that's what he wanted to do, that's fine, because he was representing himself. That's all I have, Your Honors.
Thank you very much, Counsel, Mr. Hartman. That concludes arguments in In Re Interest of DH. So you are excused, both of you, and the court will go on to the next case of the day, which is Thela versus Select Medical Corporation.